主耶稣
Lord Jesus、
oh, 主耶稣
Oh Lord Jesus
我们要你向你说我们爱你
Oh we want to say we love you、
oh, 我们不是单独的来爱你
We not love you individually、
oh, 我们乃是与众圣徒
We're here together with the saints
众童女
Oh with the children of God
Amen 一同来做你的心腹
We want to be your bride together
你早晨再聚集我们
Thank you for gathering us together、
oh, 我们再向你敞开
We open our being to you
You.
Oh, we love your speaking.
We love
because you first love us.
We
pray for the Spirit to operate
here. We pray
that your love will pour into our heart.
So that
we will prepare as a bride
to
welcome you back.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 感谢主早晨给我们这样一个荣耀的聚集
Praise the Lord. The Lord gave us such a glorious meeting this morning.
这样一个多语言的聚集
This is a multilingual meeting.
实在是见证一个新人的荣美
This is to testify the beauty of the one new man.
当然主使用英文做国际语言
Of course, English is an international language.
所以通常我们的聚会是英语。
So most of the time, the meeting will be conveyed in English.
但是我们也有很多很好的翻译。
But we do have few translators.
今天早晨这个英语的弟兄们特别顾及到今天早晨来参加的华语的圣徒特别多。
This morning, the English speaking saints want to shepherd the saints, in the Chinese speaking.
所以我们华语的圣徒实在是倍感顾惜啊。
So this morning, the Chinese speaking saints felt we're very shepherded.
我们能够在这里这个用华语来传讲主的话。
So we can use a Chinese language to convey the word of God.
但是我们也有很好的翻译。
We also have a translation.
这里我们不只有英文的翻译听说还有韩文的翻译。
So we not only have English translation, but there's also Korean translation.
还有不止还有缅甸文的翻译。
And even a translation to Burmese language.
我不知道早晨在这里我们有多少人现场可能有800位。
So maybe we have roughly 800 saints here.
但是我知道还有在缅甸啊。
But I know that even in, as far as in Burma.
他们很多的圣徒在这个线上也跟我们一同聚集啊。
They are meeting together with us online.
你知道缅甸现在是早晨啊。
You know,
早晨凌晨四点钟啊。
You know, in Burma, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
所以我们都是爱主的童女啊。
So we are all these lovers of God.
今天特别有些圣徒一大早从奥克兰从远方开车过来。
And there are many that came from afar and driving down from Auckland early this morning.
我们实在是很受激励。
And we are very encouraged.
但是你要想到这个凌晨四点钟还有人在缅甸啊。
But you need to think about that. Even 4 o'clock in the morning, they are saints in Burma.
与我们一同来爱主追求主。
They're here to love the Lord and pursue the Lord together with us.
Amen. 这实在是太美丽了。
This is so beautiful.
太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
这个周末我们的特会一共有五篇的信息。
This, we have total of 5 messages.
那昨天前天我们看过了头三篇。
Last 2 days we have covered the first 3 messages.
今天早晨是第四篇晚上还有第五篇。
And this morning we will cover message 4 and tonight we'll finish with message 5.
这五篇的信息主要的圣经的根据是提摩太后书第四章我们很多人也很熟悉的经节就是四章七到八节。
So the verses that we cover over these 5 messages are the well-known verses in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
我们好不好还是打开我们的圣经把这两节一同的宣读。
But we'll open to these verses and we can read it together.
我们先用中文读一次然后用英文读一次。
So we can read it first in Chinese and then followed by the English.
华语的圣徒提摩太后书四章七节八节我们释放灵来宣读。
So the Chinese speaking said,
好不好？我们读的时候站起来读。
When you pray, you can stand up to exercise your spirit.
Amen. 那
美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的赛程我已经跑尽了，当守的信仰我已经守住了。
阿们。
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是主那公义的审判者，在那日要赏赐我的，不但赏赐我，也赏赐凡
爱他显现的人。请英语的圣徒
，English speaking says you can read these two verses.
啊，我们也站起来。
You can stand up as well.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In all, there is laid out for me the crown of righteousness, in which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing.
Amen. 这一次，执事的开启，让我们看见这两节的经文不仅仅是使徒保罗的见证。
So this, through this conference, it opened up to us that these two verses is not merely the testimony of our apostle Paul.
更不是仅仅是一个人过去了来追念他的一些的话语。
So this is not just some testimony of those that use it for the memorial meeting.
因为这个一面来说是保罗的见证。
So on the one hand, this is Paul's testimony.
一面呢是他对提摩太的嘱咐。
On the other hand, it is a charge toward Timothy.
因为在这一章的开头，保罗就说，我在神，并在那要审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，郑重地嘱咐你。
So from the very beginning of this chapter, in verse 1, Paul said, I solemnly charge you.
Amen.
Before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom.
所以这一段的话是保罗给提摩太的嘱咐。So, 也可以说是今天给我们众人的嘱咐。
So we can see from this verse, this is Paul's charge to the Timothy, and also is a charge to all of us today.
保罗叫提摩太，虽然在危难的光景当中，当时教会是在堕落的情形的里面，但有这样的一个嘱咐。
So this is in the midst of the church decline, and also in a very different situation that Timothy was facing, and Paul gave him such a charge.
保罗嘱咐提摩太，务要传道。
Paul said, proclaim the word.
无论得时不得时，都要预备好。
Be ready in season and out of season.
你要做传福音者的工作。Verse 5.
So you need to do the work of the evangelist.
尽你的职事。
Fully accomplish your ministry.
我们知道在新约里面有一个独一的职事。
We know that in the New Testament there is one unique ministry.
众使徒共有一个职事。
All the apostles have this one unique ministry.
但是在这里保罗嘱咐提摩太要尽你的职事。
But Paul here charged Timothy to do your ministry.
当然提摩太的执事并不是另一个执事。
Of course, this is not a separate ministry.
提摩太要尽的那份的执事乃是这个新约独一执事里面的一部分。
So what he was doing was part of the unique ministry of the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我们众人共有一个执事。
So all of us here, we have a ministry.
就是神新约的执事。
And this ministry should be the New Testament ministry.
为了完成神新约的经纶。
That is to accomplish God's New Testament economy.
这个共同的执事，团体的执事，
This ministry, a corporate ministry,
包含了我们所有的人
included all of us.
弟兄姊妹，保罗成全提摩太，嘱咐提摩太尽他的职事。
So when Paul perfected Timothy to accomplish his ministry,
今天我们众人蒙主的怜悯，也在这份职事之下。
So through the Lord's mercy, we are also under this ministry.
我们不仅得救了，
we're not only saved,
我们更受成全，
we're more so be perfected.
要在这份的职事里面有我们的那一份，
to have a portion in this unique ministry.
所以保罗给提摩太的嘱咐，也是今天主给我们每一个人的嘱咐。
So Paul's charge to Timothy is also our charge today.
所以保罗以他的见证说，他在进这个执事的时候是打那美好的仗。
So Paul testified that when he carried out this ministry, he has fought the good fight.
他是一个征战的，
He was a fighter.
他也是一个奔跑的。
He was also a runner.
他跑了单跑的赛程。
So he's finished his course.
他也是一个守住信仰者。
And he's also kept his faith.
当守的信仰他守住了。
So he had kept the faith.
这是保罗得胜的见证和宣告。
This is Paul's proclamation and his testimony.
但这不只是保罗。
But this is not just Paul.
他说从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he said that, the Lord has laid out for him a crown of righteousness.
就是主在那日要赏赐他的。
The Lord will recompense me in that day.
你读到这个第八节的上半，也许你会想，哦，那就是保罗。
So when you read this verse, you may think this only apply to Paul.
我啊，望尘莫及啊。
So this is not my standard.
保罗会得到公义的冠冕。
So Paul will definitely get the crown of righteousness.
但是你不要忘记啊，你怎么跟保罗比呢？
Of course we can compare ourselves to Paul.
你觉得啊，你啊，这个，哎呀，常常犯罪啊，真是罪人啊。
We thought that we sin all the time, we're just sinners.
保罗说，你不要跟我比犯罪啊。在罪人中我是个罪鬼啊。
But Paul said, don't compare to me because I'm the sinners of the sin, sinners.
Foremost of the sinners.
Foremost of the sinners.
你常常犯罪得罪主啊，保罗说我得罪的比你还多啊。
Even though we offended the Lord, but he offended the Lord more than you.
所以比犯罪你不要跟保罗比。
So if you think you're sinners, don't even compare with Paul.
然后你说啊，哎呀，我这个很微小啊，众生徒中我很小啊。
Oh, you might despise yourself being just a small member.
特别哦，这个中国的圣徒啊，很谦虚啊。
And of course, especially the Chinese culture, we try to be humble.
以前啊，我们写信的时候都说自己是主内的弱枝啊。
A lot of time we write, the letter is signed as
a weak
members in the body.
有时候更不像话了。主内残肢
啊、，some even to the extent that say we are the disabled or crippled one in the body.
其实啊，这个话很得罪主啊。
Actually, this word offended the Lord.
因为这个肢体是什么？是主的肢体啊。
Because this is the member of His body.
哎，你说主啊，你的身体有一个残肢嘞。
And you say, Lord, your body has some disabled one.
那你岂不是说主是残废的吗？
Then you're not saying that God is disabled.
所以这都不合圣经啊。
So this is not scriptural.
那你说，哎，我很小吗？很微小。
So I think that we are very small.
保罗说，我是比众圣徒中最小者还小的。
Yeah, so he is the smallest, the least of the least. Yeah.
所以你都不要跟保罗比了。
So don't compare with Paul.
比大你不够他。
If you compare to greatness, you're definitely not.
比小你不够他。
If you want to compare the smallness.
事实上保罗告诉我们说啊，主怜悯他做工在他的身上啊，就是把他做成一个榜样给我们所有的人。
So what the Lord was doing in Paul is to make him a pattern to all of us.
甚至啊，保罗能够的我们也能够。靠着主的恩典。
So what Paul can accomplish, we can accomplish by his grace.
保罗再大，他也不过是身上的一个肢体。
No matter how great Paul was, he was just a member in the body.
不管你多小，你也是身上的一个肢体。
No matter how little you are, you are still part of this body.
所以啊，当保罗在这里说他那日要得做公义的冠冕做赏赐。
So when Paul said that in that day he will gain the crown of righteousness as his reward,
他的话没有停在那里。
His word did not stop there.
他说不但给我，不但赏赐我。
He said it's not only me.
也赏赐凡爱他显现的人。
But also all those who have loved his appearing.
Amen. 这个我们都包括在内啊。
So that included all of us.
凡爱他显现的人。
So all those who love his appearing.
前面几篇信息说到我们要打那美好的仗。
So last few messages say we need to fight the good fight.
我们看见什么是这个美好的仗呢？就是为着神经纶的征战。
So we have seen that what is this good fight that we are fighting? It's a fighting for God's economy.
这个征战是要使我们能够忠信的 在神的经纶的里面。
So that we can be faithful in his economy.
这里说到当跑的赛程。
And we also say that the race that he ran.
这个赛程啊原文啊其实就是那路程了。The course.
The original language for this course is the course.
所以这个保罗有一条路程。
So Paul have his course.
他跑完了。
And he has finished this course.
事实上呢弟兄姊妹啊我们都是同有这个路程啊。
Brother and sister, do you know that you also have the same course?
并不是你走你的路我走我的路啊。
It's not you owning your own course and I'm going my own course.
保罗就告诉提摩太啊我跑进了我的赛程了。
Paul said to Timothy that I have finished my course.
你也有你的赛程。
And now you have your own course.
这个你的赛程我的赛程都是这同一的路程。
Your course and my course is actually on the same course.
就是神经纶的路程。
It's the course of God's economy.
昨天我们讲这个信息的时候啊我们发现啊这个路程事实上也就是神的路程。路程啊
Yesterday when we covered this message we realized that this course is actually God's course
神为了完成他的经纶
God wants to finish his economy
他有那一段的路程
He has a course
他是神成为肉体
He became flesh
他经过了人性的生活
and through the human living,
他经过死而复活
through death and resurrection,
升天
ascended,
他成为赐生命的灵
became the life-giving spirit,
包容有的灵
all inclusive spirit,
如今就住在你我的里面
indwell in you and me,
所以是神自己开始了这个路程
so God is the one who started this course,
当我们得救的那一天
so the day you are saved,
这位主进到我们的里面了
this God came into you,
他就带着我们继续奔跑这个路程啊
He brought you together to run this race together.
所以啊这个保罗要我们要跑进我们的赛程啊
Paul assured us we need to finish our course.
事实上啊不只是保罗叫我们啊
Actually it's not merely just Paul.
我读到这里的时候是主在呼召我们啊
Actually this is the Lord's calling of you.
主在鼓励我们啊
I'm encouraging of you.
这条路啊我先走了
Paul said he had gone before us.
主耶稣也自己走了。
And the Lord had gone before us.
走走走他就走到我们的里面了。
He gone, 现在 he gone into us.
他要从我们的里面继续走。
He want to continue the journey in you.
要走完赛程。
And we finish his course.
所以啊不是你我能够跑啊。
It's not you and me, we can run this race.
是的我们常常失败常常灰心。
Yes, definitely, we always fail. We always got discouraged.
但是啊昨天信息告诉我们啊最好的赛跑者啊
Yesterday the message told us the best runner
不是不会跌倒
It's not those who never fail
而是跌倒了再起来
But they resume
那个弥迦书啊就是这样说的我虽然跌倒我还再起来
In Micah it said when I fail I will rise again
是的我们会软弱会失望
be weak.
我们会跌倒但是我们里面有一位加我们能力者他在这里在我们里面跑啊他是我们信心的创始者和成终者
He's the author and perfecter of our faith
所以啊走这条道路所需要的信心啊也不是我们自己
So to finish this call the faith is not your own
是他
It is his
所以我们啊在这里有个秘诀啊忘断以及于耶稣啊
So we have a secret we need to forget Look away unto Jesus.
Amen. 让他这个信心在我们里面不止创始了更要成终。
So not only that he started be an author of this faith, but he needs to perfect this faith.
Amen. 我们是和他一同跑完这个赛程。
We will be with together with him to finish this course.
当然我们知道这个赛程的终点是哪里啊。
Of course, we know the destination of this course.
就是启示录19章7节所说的喜乐欢腾。
It is in Revelation 19:7.
羔羊欢曲的时候到了。
Joyce and herself,
西布也将自己预备好了。
Why have made herself ready?
这个赛程啊也是一个预备幸福的路程。
So this course is a bright preparing course.
啊，这个也是一个守住信仰的路程。
It is a course that we kept our faith.
啊，这个信仰是什么？信仰就是整个神的经纶。
What is this faith? It's the faith of God's New Testament economy.
但这不仅是一个客观的。
But it's not something objective.
这个客观的信仰。
This objective faith.
神经纶里一切的内容。
The content of all the New Testament.
这位基督他的身位他的工作。
The concerning the person and the word of Christ.
哦，都要注入到我们的里面。
To be infused into us.
哦，当我们说他，我们望断以基于他。
So when we say we look away unto him.
哦，我们就是单单注意他这一位。
We shift our focus only on him.
让他把他自己，他一切的丰富注入到我们的里面。
Let him to infuse all his riches into us.
这就成为我们里面主观的信心。
This will become the subjective faith within us.
这个是保罗的榜样。
This is Paul patterns.
哦，他走在我们前面。
He has gone before us.
哦，我们也走同样的路程。
We are walking on the same
course. 哦，弟兄姊妹，我们也有同样的目标。
So we have the same destination.
保罗告诉我们说，他把我们像贞洁的童女许配给基督了。
Paul said that he had betrothed us as a virgin to Christ.
啊，我们呢，这个中国一种说法，这一个人呢，名花有主了。
In Chinese, there's a saying that you already betrothed to someone.
弟兄姊妹啊，虽然我们有弟兄有姊妹，但是在主面前我们都是童女。
So even though we are brother and sister, but in the eyes of the Lord, we are all virgins.
啊，我们都名花有主了。
We already betrothed to someone.
Amen. 所以我们知道我们的前途。
We know our future.
我们都知道我们的盼望。
We know our hope.
今天我们就是在预备好啊。
Today we are preparing ourselves.
迎接主的回来。
To welcome him back.
所以保罗才说啊，那个赏赐啊是一种的激励。
So Paul said that this reward is our encouragement.
今天晚上第五篇信息我们还要详细的来看这个赏赐到底是什么。
So tonight in message 5, we will see what is actually this reward.
但今天第四篇的信息我们要先来看这个爱主的显现。
But this message 4, we need first to see, we need to love the Lord's appearing.
所以为着前面讲的这三项，打美好的仗，奔跑赛程，守住信仰，那个秘诀就在于爱主的显现。
So the three factors, three things that we talked about earlier, fighting the good fight,finishing the course and keep the faith, all hinges depends on our loving the Lord's appearance.
说到这个爱的故事。
This is a love story.
啊，在宇宙中就是有这样一个美妙的神圣的罗曼史。
So in the universe, there is such a divine romance.
哦，神与人的故事就是神圣的罗曼史。
So the relationship between God and man is a divine romance.
所以这篇信息纲要等一下要带我们看旧约里面的雅歌。
So this message, we will see later, we will cover the book of Song of Songs.
雅歌就是这篇的罗曼史。
Song of Songs is this divine romance.
所罗门来追求这个乡村女子。
So Solomon went to, court the country girl.
这是一个诗意的发表。
So this is a poetic, expressions.
乃是说到我们跟主之间的关系。
It's actually portray our relationship with the Lord.
所罗门万王之王
Solomon as a king of kings
他来追求这个乡村女子
He went to pursue to court the country girl
他不是以王的身份高高在上的身份到这个女子这里
So he was not calling her as the position as a king
如果是这样那个女子一定吓坏了
If that is the case the country girl will be scared away
但是啊你看看这个雅歌的描述啊这个佳偶跟良人之间是那样的甜蜜啊。
But from the book of Song of Song, we see from the illustration, it was a sweet, relationship.
神用人间的这个夫妻的男女之间的爱啊。
So the Lord used this, the relationship between man and woman.
来描绘我们与他之间的故事。
To portray our story between us and him.
所罗门王他是啊做成一个乡村的男子。
So, the King Solomon became a country boy himself.
来追求乡村女子。
To pursue the country girl.
之中呢这个乡村女子她就有了一个新的名字。
Eventually, this country girl has a new name.
叫做苏阿密女。
It's, called Sulamite.
啊，我们知道按照原文呢，苏拉密啊，就是所罗门的女性的写法。
So according to the original language, Sulamite is the feminine form of Solomon.
所以啊，这个苏拉密啊，就是女性的所罗门。
So Sulamite is the feminine form of Solomon.
你知道今天呢，这位荣耀的基督他在我们身上所做的就是这一个。
So today this glorious Lord, what he is doing on us is to achieve this.
这位万王之王万主之主。
King of kings and the Lord of lords.
啊，真是成为一个乡下人啊。
Really had become.
神成为人啊。
A country man.
啊，而且不是。
To become a man.
他是啊，生在真是乡下人啊，加利利的拿撒勒。
So he was really born, right, in the Galilee, in the Nazareth of Galilee.
给我们看见啊，他是来到我们的地位上。
We see that.He came to our position.
来追求我们。
To pursue us.
自从呢，经过这个爱的罗曼史。
So eventually through this divine romance.
等一下，这个纲要很好，他把我们呢，带了八章的雅歌通通看完了。
So this outline will cover, give us a cover of all the eight.
弟兄姊妹啊，我不知道你们都有没有读过雅歌的八章啊，全部八章啊。
I'm not sure whether you have read through these eight chapters.
我想啊，我们很多比较资深的弟兄姊妹都读过了，我也看到很多年轻人。
Right, I believe that the older saints must have read them.
你们有没有读过雅歌啊？
I'm not sure about the younger one. Have you read through?
第一章读到第八章啊。
Have you read from chapter 1 to chapter 8?
有人点头，有人不敢点啊。
Some nod their head, but some
may. 盼望啊，你们都好好读过啊。
I hope you read this carefully.
事实上这一份的执事里面啊，有好几次啊，这个很宝贵的查读啊，都是这卷雅歌。
So in the ministry, there are many times,There is a lot of study on this book.
尼托森弟兄啊，有一本书叫做《歌中的歌》。
So there's a book. It's called Songs of Songs.
这就是查读雅歌啊。
That is to study the book.
李弟兄呢，接续这份的执事。
And Brother Lee continued this ministry.
他在美国啊，先是讲了雅歌中所描绘的生命和建造。
So first he released the matter of the life and the building in the Song of Songs.
In Song of Songs. 然后呢，他带我们读雅歌生命读经。
Then he brought us into the life study of Song of Song.
还不止啊，李弟兄啊，末了有结晶读经啊。
And even more so at the end, he gave us a crystallization study.
有雅歌结晶读经。
The crystallization of the Song of Song.
盼望我们呢，都能够把这几本书好好读过。
So hopefully we can really study this.
不止读一次啊，要读很多次。
Not just once.But multiple
因为雅歌是一个进展的历史
Because Song of Song is a progressive history
我们第一次读的时候可能在第一阶段
So maybe first when we read, first read it
过一年呢我们在读的时候啊主怜悯我们可能就进到第二阶段第三阶段了
So through the Lord's mercy maybe when we read it again we are on stage 2 and 3
最终我们都要到第六阶段了
Eventually we want to reach to stage 6
你们这个年轻弟兄还没有读过
But, maybe young brothers may not
没有关系现在可以开始
So you can start now
我们都要从第一阶段
We have to start
一直往上去
keepGoing on,
直到达到第六阶段
until we reach stage 6
早上我们现在还有不到半小时
so we only have roughly half an hour left
但是呢这个纲要很宝贵
but this outline
等会我们呢照着这个纲要就可以鸟看完整个的六个阶段
because it will give us the bird's eye view of all the six stages of our
但是开头我还是愿意弟兄姊妹啊能够得着一个深刻的印象
so I want you to have a deep impression today
这个是主在我们身上所要得着的
This is what the Lord want to gain
这也要成为我们基督徒生活教会生活的目标
So this should be our Christian life and our church life the goal of it
李弟兄啊特别在他末了的执事里面啊他常说啊我的这些信息啊乃是为着预备心腹
So many times Brother Lee mentioned all his messages was for the preparing of the bride
弟兄姊妹啊我们都能够领受了这一份的执事
Brother sister, we have received this ministry.
甚至在这里有我们的那一份
And we want to be part of it.
这都是我们共同的目标
This is our common goal.
在预备成为主的心腹
It's to prepare to become
bride. 迎接他的回来
To to hasten his coming.
所以这里说到爱主的显现啊。
So when we talk about loving the Lord's appearing,
这个爱啊乃是新妇对新郎的爱啊。
This love is a love between the bride and the bridegroom.
昨天晚上我们说啊一个 女子啊这个许配了。
So last night we see when this,a woman is betrothed.
这个她的心里面啊只想着一件事。
All that she is thinking about.
她的生活的目标一切都是为着那一天。
All that goal is for that day.
哦为着婚娶的那一天。
For the day of her marriage.
哦弟兄姊妹啊我们在地上啊忙忙碌碌啊你是为着什么
?So every day we are so busy in our life. What are you busy for?
但愿我们能够说主啊你怜悯我啊。
We need to ask the Lord for his mercy.
你拯救了我。
You have saved me.
不止只叫我是一个罪人蒙恩的得救了。
We're not just sinners saved by grace.
你更要把我和众圣徒做成你的心腹。
What more you want to make me a corporate bride?
这个就会叫我们有一个爱啊。
So this will give us this
爱主的爱。
The love for the Lord.
爱主显现的爱。
The love for his appearing.
爱主的显现啊就是爱主。
To love the Lord's appearing is to love God himself.
或者说爱主就必定是爱主的显现。
To love the Lord, you must love his appearing.
弟兄姊妹你爱主吗
?Do you love him?
我们都要说主耶稣我爱你。
That, Lord, we love you.
但是啊爱主啊更具体的你要爱主的显现啊。
More so we need to love his appearing.
当然这个主的显现特别是指着主再来的那个显现。
Of course, appearing here is mainly referred to the Lord's coming again.
因为在提后四章一开头我刚才说了保罗他是凭着主的显现和国度啊在嘱咐提摩太。
So, because in first,chapter 4, we see that he charged based on the Lord's appearing and his kingdom.
这个注解就告诉我们呢主的显现呢主要是他要来审判报应我们。
So the Lord's appearing here is will be for the judgment and to reward each one of us.
而主的国度呢是为着与我们一同作王。
And his kingdom will be for his reigning with his overcomers.
所以这个一面是一个警告。
So on the one hand, it is a warning.
因为这个显现是有审判的。
Because this appearing will have the consequence of judgment.
但是也是一个鼓励啊。
But it's also an encouragement.
因为这个显现是带进国度啊。
Because this appearing is going to bring in the kingdom.
国度是叫我们与他一同作王啊。
So this kingdom is that we can reign together with him.
Amen. 所以我们爱主我们就要爱他的显现。
So whenever we say we love the Lord, we must love his
我们爱主我们就渴望他的回来。
So we love the Lord, we actually desire for his coming.
头一天早晚上我听到瑞交通说安娜汉召会有一次祷告聚会弟兄姊妹怎么祷告啊为着主再来的预言的应验祷告。
So on the first message, a brother Ray shared with us, there was once a prayer meeting at the church in Anaheim. They praying for the fulfillment of the prophecy for his coming.
你爱主就爱主的显现啊。
So if you love him, you love his appearance.
但很特别他们为着那些专特的点啊因为预言有很多嘛。
Because there's a lot of prophecy in the Bible.
我想有一个祷告啊你我很少会要这样祷告。
This is definitely one prayer is not very common among us.
他们说为着敌基督的出现祷告。
We pray for the coming fall of the Antichrist.
我们都不希望敌基督出现嘛。
I guess this is not what we wish.
他出现了日子就不好过了。
Because when he comes, it will not be a fun day.
而且接下来就是大灾难了。
And after that will be a tribulation.
那个我们虽然读了圣经了都是超过我们能够想象了。
So a lot of things that we read, it was beyond our imagination.
你敢不敢为那个祷告啊
?You dare to pray for such a matter?
但是啊不是说我们要为这个祷告而是说你如果对主真的认真啊。
So if we are really serious before him,
你就会为着主的再来的应验祷告。
You will pray for the fulfillment of the prophecy for his coming.
昨天晚上聚会结束的时候有一位弟兄啊他就过来交通。
So last night after the meeting, a brother came to me.
他说我爱主。
He say, I love the Lord.
毫无疑问我爱主。
No doubt that I love the Lord.
不过我不敢说我爱主的显现。
But I dare not say that I love his appearing.
当然呢因为他的显现是要审判呢。
Because his appearing involves judgment.
是要报应啊。
There is the consequence.
我 是爱主啦，我每天都宣告主耶稣我爱你。
So daily we do declare, Lord, we love you.
但是我也不敢叫主这么快来啊。
But we are not so intentional to ask him to come so quickly.
因为昨天晚上我们说何寿恩姊妹啊。
We see that, Amy Barber.
她在这个新年的前一天啊，就是除夕啊。
The day before the new year.
她是怎么祷告啊？
How did she pray?
她说主耶稣啊，你如果今年要来，现在还来得及。
She said, Lord, if you want to come this year, there's one more day left.
你不需要等到明年。
You don't have to wait until next year.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这样祷告啊？
Brother, sister, do we pray in such a way?
那位弟兄很诚实啊。
So that brother that came to me was very honest.
他说我是爱主，我不敢那样祷告。
I love the Lord, but I dare not pray in such a way.
但我们爱主就要爱他的显现啊。
We need to love the Lord and also love his appearing.
但那弟兄的确是说出我们的故事嘛。
So that brother really have,say what our condition.
当他这样说的时候啊，主就叫我想起约翰一书的一段话。
So when he said that, it remind me of, book of John, first epistle of John.
约翰一书第四章。
Chapter 4 of first John.
第十七节那里说到啊，一件事。
In verse 17, there is.
说到在审判的日子，当然就是指着主的来临
了。It say in the day of the judgment.
我们可以坦然无惧。
We may have boldness.
所以这里有一个应许吧。
So there's a promise here.
你爱主的显现。
When you love the Lord, you love his appearing.
你可以坦然无惧啊，不要怕。
You should be able to be bold.
但是你要读这个上下文，你怎么能够不怕呢？
So you need to read this complete, the verse completely. How do you have boldness?
我从第十六节开始来看。
So I will read from verse 16.
他说神在我们身上的爱，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。
And we know that we have believed the love which God has in us. God is love.
住在爱里面的就是住在神里面。
And he who abides in love abides in God.
神也住在他里面。
And God abides in him.
你看这个就是我们跟主的互助啊。
So this is our mutual relation with the Lord.
Mutual
abiding with the Lord.
在此就是在这个互助的里面。
It is in this abiding.
爱在我们变得了成全。
In this,Has love been perfected with us?
使我们在审判的日子可以坦然无惧。
That we may have boldness in the day of the judgment.
是的，我们爱主。
Yes, we love the Lord.
这个不是我们的爱，乃是主的爱。
This is not our love, it is the love of God.
成了我们里面对他的爱。
Became the love toward himself.
但使徒约翰更说，这个爱，要在我们里面得了成全。
So Apostle, John said that this love,need to be perfected with us.
这样我们就可以坦然无惧了。
That we may have boldness in that day.
因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Because even as he is, so also are we.
所以我们啊，读雅歌，这个六阶段的进展呢。
So when we read these six stages,of the progressive experience in Song of Song.
就是这里所说的爱在我们里面得了成全的过程。
It is what it is stated here.That this love has been perfected with us.
弟兄姊妹，你怕不怕主来啊？
Are you worried about the Lord's coming?
你是不是能够像何寿恩说，主啊，我走这条街的时候，走到下一个转弯，你就要来了。
Are you able to say, have this spirit of Sister Amy Barber, hope that the Lord will appear at the turn of the next corner?
我们若要能够坦然无惧，我们需要让这个爱在我们里面得了成全。
So if we want to have the boldness in that day, this love must be perfected within us.
那就是说，他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Because even as he is, so also are we in this world.
他就是这个爱。
So he is this love.
他在我们里面得了成全。
He has been perfected in us.
约翰就说他如何我们也如何。
So John said that even as he is, so also are we.
不是我们能够刚强能够得胜啊。
It's not that we can be strong and can overcome.
他也成为一个人在地上生活过。
He also has been through a human living.
他也受过撒旦的试诱。
He has also been tempted.By Satan.
但他得胜了。
He overcame.
他也经过了这个人生所有的这个痛苦忧患。
He goes through all the difficulties and painful experience as a human.
但是他活出了神的恩典。
But he lived out God's grace.
那约翰说他如何？
John say,
我们在这个世上也如何？
So also are we.
这个就是他的爱在我们里面得了成全了。
So this is his love, get perfected.
他的爱就是他的自己做到我们的里面。
So his love is his,
把我们做成他的复制。
We become his duplication.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里生活在这里，我们是把他重新活出来。
Brother and sister, we are here to live him out again.
他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Even as he is, so also are we in this world.
这样第十八节，爱里就没有惧怕了。
No fear in love.
完全的爱把惧怕驱除。
Perfect love casts out fear.
惧怕含有刑罚。
Because fear has
惧怕的人在爱里未得成全。
And he who fear has not been perfected.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
你看到吗？这个神圣的罗曼史。
Did you see that this divine romance?
是他先来爱。
First he loved us.
这个所罗门亲自来成为乡村的男子。
Solomon became the Country boy.
万王之王，万主之主，亲自来成为一个卑微的人。
King of kings and the Lord.
追求了我们。
Humble. 追求
他到一个地步，他经过种种的过程，活到我们的里面。
Called us to the point.
就是他的爱在我们里面得了成全。
His love has been perfected in us.
我们就没有惧怕。
We have no fear.
在他来的日子，我们也坦然无惧。
He's coming. There will be joy.
我们都能够啊，像启示录十九。有章那样的宣告，喜乐欢腾。
So we can declare in a
八望婚娶的日子来到。
Rejoice in the song.
Amen.
The marriage of the Lamb has come.
我们也能够像圣经末了的那个祷告。
We can also have this the utterance at the end.
主耶稣说我必快来。
The Lord said, I come quickly.
你怎么说啊？
What do you say?
阿们
，Amen.
主耶稣啊
Come, Lord Jesus.
我愿你来
Come, Jesus.
你这样享受他，你还怕不怕？
If you enjoy him in such a way, do you
我们天天的需要他把自己注入到我们的里面呢、啊、
He infuses himself into you.
让他每一天告诉我们，我必快来。
Then he told you.
是的，主啊，我好像还没有准备好。
We say, Lord, we are not ready yet.
但是我还是向你说阿们。
Still say amen to you.
我愿意保卫你给我的这一天。
I treasure the day you have given me.
让你的爱在我里面更多的成全。
Let this love be more perfect.
主啊，带我经历这个神圣罗曼史的各个阶段。
We can experience the progressive steps of this.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
We want you to come back.
这个是整本圣经末了的祷告。
This is the last prayer.
这个也是等一下我们会看见雅歌里面末了的祷告。
This is also the concluding prayer in the book.
我的良人啊，愿你快来。
Hasten my beloved.
在那香草山上。
On the mountain of spices.
Amen, 我还有多少时间好我们把纲要看过
So we can look at the outline.
不过我相信盼望弟兄姊妹能够得着这个负担
So I hope that you can get such a burden today.
Amen, 好我们来看第一大点雅歌是一首诗其主题是一个绝佳婚姻里爱的历史启示出个别信徒与基督爱的交通中进展的经历为着在六个主要的阶段中预备他的心腹为着时间的关系我想我读纲要的时候英语圣徒你们就看着你们英文的纲要
For the sake of time we wouldn't repeat and translate the outline
节省一点时间
He just read Roman numeral 1
Amen 这个六个阶段
So there are six stages.
预备他的心腹
To prepare for his bride.
这里启示录十九章七到九节
So in Revelation 19:7.
就是我刚才说过了那个羔羊的婚娶到了。
It says the marriage of the Lamb has come.
Amen. 好那么我们看第一个阶段我读用中文读雅歌的第一阶段基督的佳偶受吸引追求基督以得满足主要寻求他者与他有个人情深私下属灵的关系好
So in the first stage of Song of Song the lover of Christ is drawn to pursue him for the satisfaction the Lord wants his seeker to have personal affectionate private and spiritual relationship
雅歌一章二节说愿他用口与我亲嘴
So in Song of Song they say, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth
这里说到一种亲密的关系
So we hear, we can see
是用口亲嘴
It's an intimate relationship that we have the kisses of his mouth
所以这个里说到是一种个人的 情深的私下的属灵的关系。
So here it says it is something personal, affectionate, private, and spiritual.
我们在预备心腹的过程中，第一个要建立这样的一个关系。
So in the process of preparing ourselves, first we must experience this relationship.
当然主的心腹是团体的。
Of course, the Lord's bride is a corporate matter.
但是呢，在这里面，我们都是一部分。
But we are still part of it.
这需要我们每一个人与主有这样个人的情深的关系。
So it requires each one of us to have such a personal, affectionate relationship with
him. 特别说到亲嘴。
Especially on the matter of kisses.
亲嘴一定是个人的。
Kiss is definitely personal.
谁能够同时亲两个人呢？
There's no way that you can kiss two persons.
没有的啊，所以呢是个人的情深的。
So it is personal and affectionate.
然后呢接下来他就说王带我进了他的内室。
And say that the king had brought me into his chamber.
这个内室啊我们知道就是指的我们的灵。
So this chamber we know it is our spirit.
我们重生的灵。
It is our regenerated spirit.
有主的灵住在我们的里面。
It is the Lord's spirit indwell in our spirit.
对我们的灵就是主的内室。
So our spirit is the inner chamber of him.
说是内室因为它在你的最深的部分啊。
It is an inner chamber because it is the deepest part of you.
但是有主作为那灵住在你的里面。
So the Lord as a spirit dwelling in you.
所以这里说到是私下的也是属灵的关系。
So that's why it is private and also spiritual.
因为是在你的深处。
Because it's in the deep part of you.
在你的隐藏的部分。
It is in the hidden part of you.
是在你的灵里。
It is in your spirit.
盼望弟兄姊妹对这四个词有深刻的印象。
So we hope that you have a strong impression of this four words.
个人的情深的私下的属灵的。
Personal, affectionate, private, and spiritual.
这里说到追求基督得着满足。
So here we say that we need to pursue the Lord for our satisfaction.
尼弟兄在雅各里面就说啊，这个追求啊，不是罪人得救的那个追求。
So Brother Nee say this is not the pursuing for as a sinner to pursue him.
这里啊的这个追求满足啊，是一个人得救之后，
This pursuing for satisfaction is someone that was saved.
他不能够再满意于对主普通的享受。
He is no longer satisfied with just a general relationship with the Lord.
他要追求更深的、更内在的对主的享受。
So he want to seek something more deeper, experience of the Lord.
所以这里的亲嘴啊
，So these kisses here,
不是。路加十五章父亲跟儿子的亲嘴。
This is not the kisses of the father to the son in Luke 15.
那个是罪人得救的亲嘴。
That is the experience of sinners saved by grace.
因为那个浪子啊，他要得着父亲的赦免呢。
Because that prodigal son need the forgiveness of the father.
所以父亲的亲嘴表示他赦免了这个浪子了。
So that kiss.Was for forgiveness.
使他能够享受富家。
For him to enable him to enjoy the riches.
这是罪人得救的亲嘴。
This is the kisses of your salvation.
但是这里雅各的亲嘴啊，是一个对主的同在更深的、更内在的享受。
So this kisses here in Song of Song is something deeper, something.More inner.
所以所有属灵的原则都包括在这个第一阶段。
So all the spiritual principles are contained in this first stage.
虽然后面还有几个阶段。
Of course, there are a few more stages after
this. 但是后面所学的还是这个功课要学得更深。
So what follows is the same lesson, but repeated in a deeper.
这个追求啊，就是追求对主有更深的、更内在的享受和满足。
So this is to have something deeper.Satisfaction with the Lord.
你知道在后面的几个阶段里面呢、这个佳偶啊都会有一种的不满足。
So in the subsequent stages, there was some sort of dissatisfaction.
她虽然对良人有很甜美的享受过了。
Even though she had some sweet experience with the beloved.
可是她后来又发现良人好像不在了。
But it seemed that the beloved disappeared.
这个就让良人有机会啊进一步的呼召她。
So that gave the opportunity for the beloved to call her into a deeper,
带到下一步的经历去
into the deeper into the next stage of experience.
所以这个就是那个基本的原则。
So this is a basic principle.
对主，我们有享受，有满足，哎，但是还不够。
So to the Lord, we have enjoyment and satisfaction, but that is not enough.
所以啊，这个 尼弟兄说啊，属灵长进的秘诀就在于你对主有不断的饥渴。
So the secret of our spiritual growth is that we have a continuous hunger, thirst for the Lord.
甚至何淑恩姊妹也有过这样一个祷告。
Even Sister Amy Barber has such a prayer.
她感谢主，使她对主有一个长心的渴慕。
She thanked the Lord that she always have a renewal desire for the Lord.
每一天早上起来
，Every morning，
我们是不是都更新我们对主的爱啊
？Do we renew our love？
哦，都更新我们对主的追求啊
！We have a renew of the Lord's pursuing。
啊，每一天早晨，李弟兄见证，他第一件事就是到主的面前，主耶稣，我爱你。
The first thing Brother Lee testified, the first thing that he said in the morning is to tell the Lord, I love you。
啊，甚至达密啊，啊。
Even Darby,
他为主做工八十几岁年老了，在外面奔波啊，他结束了一天的工作。
So after when he was in his 80, after a whole day busy laboring for the Lord,
他还在床前向主说：“主耶稣，我仍然爱你。”
He's still on his bed. He told the Lord, "Lord, I still love you."
这就是奔跑赛程啊。
This is to
每一天都有一段的赛程
Every day we have a
每一天都能够有新的往前
Every day we have a new beginning.
都在于我们更新对主的爱
It's all hinges on our
renewed love 都在于我们里面对主一个长新的渴慕
We need to have this renewed desire for the Lord
我们有首诗歌说主啊你做今天比昨天更宝贝啊
We have a song say that you are more precious today than yesterday.
弟兄姊妹，你今天来这里聚会，有没有觉得主耶稣比上一周更宝贝啊
？You feel that the Lord is much more precious to you than last week.
我们每周都擘饼啊，好像是同一个饼啊。
So it seems like every week we come to the table and have the same bread.
但我们觉得这个比上一周的更宝贵啊。
But do we feel that this is more precious than the previous week?
你这一周的渴慕啊，比上一周更多啊。
Your desire has increased this week rather than more than last week.
你每天啊，打开神心圣言的时候，你的感觉是怎么样啊
？But every day when we open our Holy Word Morning Bible, what is your feeling?
你是说？还是三一神的经纶
啊、you may say, oh, this is still God's expense.
上一周就读过了。
I read it last week.
上个月就早就读过。
I read it last week, last month.
还是啊，你每一天打开的时候。
Do you every day when you open it,
发现有新鲜的。
There's something fresh.
更宝贵的。
Something more.
主今天的说话呢
？The Lord speaking to you.
这个就是雅各的属灵的原则。
This is the principle of.In the book of Song of Song.
这个属灵的长进啊，在于我们对主有长心的渴慕。
So this spiritual growth depends
常常 更新我们对主的爱。
We need to continue.
事实上啊，也就是让主的爱在我们里面更增长了。
So this love must grow within us.
主啊，你的爱今天在我里面再增长。
We need to pray, Lord, grow your love in us today.
我不能满意于昨天对你的享受。
We're not content with yesterday.
是昨天很好，但是你还有更多。
Although it was good, but you have more to give.
昨天你很甜美，今天你更甜美。
Sweet yesterday, but you are sweeter today.
我很宝贝，看到也有很多年长的弟兄姊妹。
I'm really treasure all the older saints.
在召会中，年长弟兄姊妹最宝贵的一点呢，就是他们的新鲜。
So the most precious.Thing with the older saints is the freshness to it.
他们不是说50年前60年前怎么样。
They're not saying that, oh, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, what happened?
而是今天我发现主比昨天更宝贵。
But we discover the Lord today is more precious than yesterday.
我还有很多可以追求的。
There's a lot more I can pursue.
追求不尽的丰富啊。
All inclusive.
延展无限的基督啊。
All extensive.
保罗说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
That we have already.
还是竭力追求。
Want to pursue.
忘记背后努力面前。
Forget the things which are behind.
Amen. 但愿我们都这样一同的奔跑。
So that we can run in this way.
好，第二阶段。
So in stage two,
基督的家偶蒙呼召，借着十字架脱离己。
The lover of Christ is called to be delivered from the self.
我想呢，这些纲要的细点需要让你们回去自己读了。
So all the fine point you can read it at home.
但是呢，我愿意把重点点一点。
I just want to point out the main burden.
第一个阶段啊，家偶是得拯救了，脱离了世界所有的吸引。
So in first stage.The lover has been saved and has been,
delivered
from the world.
但是呢，到一个地步，他发现不够了。
And talk to the certain extent.
因为这里啊，第二章他说到啊，他的良人是在墙外。
She felt that this is not sufficient anymore because the lover is behind the wall.
啊，这里有一道隔离的墙。
So there's a separating wall.
这个墙是什么呢？就是我们的己。
What is this wall? This wall is ourself.
就是我们的内顾自己。
This is the introspections.
啊，当我们呢在追求主的时候啊。
So when we pursue the Lord.
我们很容易啊就内顾自己了。
Very easy for us to fall.
是的，我们呢渴慕更好，更属灵。
So we want to be good. We want to be more spiritual.
但是啊，当我们看自己的时候啊，我们发现良人已经在墙外了。
So when we look at ourselves, we realize this lover was behind the wall.
所以这个时候，良人说：“我是像羚羊，像小母鹿啊。
”So the beloved say, "I'm like a gazelle. I'm as a young
hart." 穿山越岭啊
，leaping upon the mountain and skipping upon the hill.
这个就是复活的基督啊
！This is a resurrected Christ.
穿山越岭，
as a hill.Mountain skipping and
胜过所有的艰难和拦阻
So have overcome all the difficulties and barriers.
他要告诉这个佳偶说啊，冬天已经过去了。
Told the lover, say the winter is past.
他给他看见这些复活里面繁茂的丰富啊。
You see that the resurrection, the riches in the resurrections.
这就是啊第三小点所说的他复活的大能。
This is what it was.It covered in point three here.
又叫我们能够与他的十字架成为一。
It is through the power of resurrection. It enabled us to be conformed to the death.
因为啊，在这里啊，要脱离他的自己。
Because we need to be delivered from yourself.
需要经历十字架的杀死。
You need to, conform to the death of the cross.
但他说啊，这个十字架不容易啊，好像磐石穴陡岩的隐秘处啊。
But the cross is not easy because it is like a covered of precipice.
怎么去呢
？How do you get there？
这就是复活的大能。
It is through the power of resurrection。
保罗说：“使我认识基督。
”Paul say to know
复活的大能。
It's the power of his
就是能够磨成他的石。
So that we can conform to his death。
在与基督的十字架联合世界的他复活的大能。
So to be one with the cross is through the power of his resurrection。
然后到第三重点了，再进一步啊，不止在他的复活里，更要在他的升天里。
So, furthermore, not only just in his resurrection, but more so in his ascension。
弟兄姊妹啊，你今天是坐在地上，还是与主一同坐在天上啊
？Brother, sister, are you on the earth or are you in the ascension？
是真的吗
？Is it true？
那个秘诀啊，就是第三重点第一小点的所说的，在灵里的过生活。
So this is.The secret here is that we need to live continually in our spirit.
因为啊，在我们的灵里啊，有基督做天梯。
Because in our spirit, there is this heavenly ladder.
把我们呢、啊、从地上带到天上。
It bring us from the earth to
the heaven. 也把天带到地。
From the heaven to earth.
把地连于天。
That join earth to heaven.
这就是活在升天里。
This is to live in ascension.
在升天里啊。
It is this ascension.
我们就能够啊，第二小点说到的，成为基督行动的器皿。
So we can become a moving vessel of Christ.
就是基督的华轿啊。
So it became the palanquin of Christ.
今天啊，我们开头听到弟兄啊跟我们报告主的行动啊。
So at the beginning we heard the report of the Lord's move.
不止在纽西兰的行动啊。
It's not just happened here in New Zealand.
还有 LMO.
It's also Lord's move overseas.
还有海外的行动啊。
There's a move overseas.
主在行动啊。
The Lord is moving.
但是主是坐轿子的。
But the Lord moved through the palanquins.
这个轿子是什么呢？里面铺的是耶路撒冷众女子的爱情啊。
So this palanquin inwardly is inlaid with the love of the
Lord. 当弟兄在这里啊，盼望我们为着主的行动摆上心愿的时候啊。
So when we ask you to give to his move.
这是什么？是耶路撒冷众女子的爱情啊。
So、this is the love of the daughter of Jerusalem.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心啊。
It's not a compulsion, but willingly.
就像玛利亚把玉瓶打破，就倾倒了那个馨香啊。
Just like Mary poured forth the fragrance.
就让主能够有华轿可以行动。
So that the Lord will have a moving vessel to go on.
还有第四阶段，第四终点。
So in stage. Fourth stage of Song of Song.
已经有复活了，有十字架了，还要有复活后的十字架。
So we already have resurrection, we have the cross, but now we need to have
在幔内生活
the cross after the resurrection to live within the veil.
什么是在幔内生活呢？
What it is to live within the veil.
这个幔子是指着肉体说的。
This veil is our flesh.
我们刚才说到了，你要升天，你就是需要在灵里。
So we said earlier, if you want to be in ascension, you must be in your
spirit. 在那个灵啊，就有不断的传输啊，天到地的传输啊。
Because in our spirit, there is this transmission between heaven and earth.
但弟兄姊妹啊，我们并没有24小时活在灵里啊。
But we are not in our spirit 24 hours.
所以这个传输一下有一算没有啊。
So this transmission get interrupted.
啊，也许你在聚会啊，很高昂啊，在三层天上啊。
Maybe in the meeting, you are in ascension.
啊，一散了会啊，哎呀，看到孩子啦，看到什么啦，又马上爬在地上。
So after the meeting, you look at your children and everything else, you drop from the heaven.
所以呢，还需要再进展。
So we need to go further.
啊，在幔内啊，这个圣殿有一个幔子。
So within the temple, there is a veil.
这个幔子表征我们的肉体。
This veil typified by our flesh.
当然我们知道进入幔子的里面就是到至圣所了。
So we know after the veil, it is the holy of holies.
这个至圣所，但是呢，如果我们的肉体还在，就是还有阻隔。
So whenever our flesh is still present, there is still obstacles.
但主钉十字架的时候，殿里的幔子就裂开了。
When he died on the cross,
就开了通到至圣所的路了。
So he has opened the way to the Holy of Holies.
但是在我们还需要经历我们的肉体受对付。
But we still need to experience the dealing of our flesh.
最终啊，我们的肉体受对付了。
Eventually, when our flesh is,
我们的幔子就裂开了。
That veil is broken.
这也就是希伯来书所说的，你的灵跟魂要分开啊。
This is what Hebrews say.Our spirit and our soul must be divided.
这你就能够过一个幔内的生活。
So that we can live within the veil.
这太荣耀了。在幔内呢，我们就成为天上的光体。
So within the veil, we are transformed into heavenly body.
成了苏拉密女。
We became a Sulamite.
在刚才说苏拉密女就是在生命性情彰显和共用上，但不在神格上，成了与基督一样。
So it became the same as he is in life, nature, expression and function, but not in the Godhead.
你的名字都是苏拉密。
So your name are all Sulamite.
都是女性的所罗门。
The feminine form of Solomon.
我们都是基督太太。
We are the wife.Of Christ.
为什么我们说啊，我们是 Mrs. Christ.
Mrs. Christ.
这个主的恢复啊，是啊，做恢复基督化，对不对 ？Christification.
The Lord's recovery is all about Christification.
这个进展的过程就是把我们基督化。
So this progressive progress is to Christify.
使我们成为苏拉密女。
So that we can become Sulamite.
最后呢，我们就能够第五阶段分担主的工作。
So in the fifth stage, we can share in His word.
这里说到从一地到另一地寄居。
So we sojourn from one place to another place.
在村庄住宿。
To lodge in the villages.
为着那个全世界，就是田间的工作。
This is for the work for the entire world.
我们这样在生命里成熟，与主是一。
So we need to grow in life to be one with the Lord.
我们就是为着他的身体。
We are here for His body.
所以一开头我觉得这个聚会很荣耀。
So at the beginning, this means
一面来说，你吸引我们做众童女来爱他。
On the one hand, we are all the children of God to love Him together.
一面呢，又把我们带到这个进展的过程。
Also, He brought us to this progressive state.
直到我们成为团体的苏拉密女。
So then become a corporate Sulamite.
这里啊，那个苏拉密女说我的七章十一节哈。我的良人来吧，
In Song of Song, chapter 7, verse 11.
我的良人来吧，因我可以出到田间。
Verse 11. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field.
你我可以在村庄住宿。
Let us lodge in the villages.
所罗门是很多葡萄园的主人。
So Solomon had
但到这里之后，这个家偶与他成为一了。
So here, the beloved became one.
你看啊，这个要去田间去看葡萄园，这是谁发起的？
So you see that she went to the field and to the villages. Who initiated it?
刚刚有人说是主发起，当然呢，主的工作都是主发起。
Of course, this is all initiated by the Lord.
但是这个不是啊，
but
这个是我的良人来吧。
So this is initiation is taken by the lovers.
是这个佳偶在这里发起啊。
It is a lover who initiated.
早晨我们听弟兄在分享的时候啊，交通那个我们的奉献心愿的时候啊。
So this morning when we heard about these pledges.
我就听到 他在说我的良人来吧。
I can hear.
啊，我们到缅甸去。
We all rise up. We go to Burma.
啊，我们去看那个葡萄发芽开花没有。
See that if the vine has budded.
哦，你看到那个短的影片啊。
You saw that little video clips.
啊，你看到什么？那里有很多的村庄啊。
What have you seen? There's a lot of villages.
啊，这个是啊，主的在一个身体里面的工作。
The work in the body.
啊，这个弟兄说啊，我们都可以去那里住宿啊。
We can all lodge there.
就算不能去，我们看一看影片啊，我们也跟他们调在一起了。
Even though we may not be there physically, but through the video, we get blended into the burden.
这个是全地的，不是我任何一个地区，而是身体里的工作。
So this is for the whole earth. This is the work of the body. It's not just.
好像是我们发起。
It is initiated.
我们今年要为着什么翻译做什么什么什么。
So we will have this burden.For the translation, for this burden, for that burden.
怎么福音开展
？How to propagate the gospel?
你有没有听出这是我的良人来吧
？Do you hear that? Oh, come, my beloved.
我觉得真是奇妙啊
！It is so amazing.
今天主在他的恢复里
，in his recovery,
在众召会当中
，among the churches,
能够得着这样一个成长中的心腹
，the Lord can gain such a.
我们能够达到生命的成熟。
We can reach the state of
maturity, 不仅在生命性情上与他是一。
But not only in life,
更在彰显和共用上。
Also in expression and your function.
是的，良人要去看他的葡萄园。
Yes, the beloved one.
但他需要我们来发起啊。
We need our initiation.
他在我们的去里面去。
We need to go in us.
他在我们的给里面给。
Go in your giving.
他在我们的祷告里面祷告。
Go in your prayer.
Amen. 当然我们也可以反过来说。
And of course we can reverse this order.
是他的祷告我们祷告。
It is his prayer that we join.
他的去我们去。但是不管怎么样分不开了。
No matter what, this is inseparable.
那我们的去也是他的去。
He is going.
Amen. 到最后啊就是第六阶段呢、一切都成熟了只有一个盼望。盼望被提
There's only one hope is to hope
从旷野属地的范围上来
It's coming out from the wilderness
你有没有看到上来啊
We need to come out
我们的基督徒生活教会生活是一直上来的
Our church life and our Christian life is going out
不要怕跌倒跌倒再起来啊
Don't worry about the fall You can rise again
这个加偶的属灵的历程是一直往上的
Our spiritual progress is continuously going upward
我们的李弟兄最后给我们的那个话我们要一层一层的往上爬
so the last word from Bradley is we need to go out step by step
爬到一个地步啊没有天然没有肉体没有自己了
to the point that there's no naturalness there's no self there's no flesh
都是诸天的国
all heavenly
kingdom 都是新耶路撒冷
Jerusalem
我们一直在这个往上去的过程当中
the progress of going out
但不是我们刚强
it is not because we are strong
二小点说我们是一直靠着我们的良人我们自己不能得胜他就是那个得胜第三小点说是他的爱和他保守的能力将我们放在他的心上这是他的爱戴在他的臂上这是他保守的能力还有在这个过程中有一个秘诀就是第四小点的
So there's a secret in F.4
他住在我们这个原子的里面啊他使我们得听他的声音
so that we can hear
我们与主
而
为主做工的时候啊一直听见他的声音啊这个苏拉密女说我的同伴都要听你的声音
We can want to continually hear your voice
求你使我也得听见
so that we can hear your voice too
Amen在每一次执事的聚会的里面
so every time in the meeting,
在每一次召会的聚会里面
every time in the church meeting,
是不是我们的众同伴都在这里听主的声音啊
with our companions
我们是不是有一个祷告求你使我也听见
prayer that, Lord, I want to hear this voice.
今天早晨我们不只是来了一个很热闹的欢聚
this is not just a very outward gathering.
我们是在见证听见良人的声音
testify where I heard the voice of my
brother 主啊你使我也听见
Oh, Lord, enable us to hear this voice.
我们的生活工作完全系于主的说话
So that our living and our work will be based on his speaking
Amen
Amen
你在第几阶段呢？
What stage are you in?
也不需要太分析。
You don't need to analyze.
哦，每天祷告主啊，愿你吸引我。
Every day we pray, Lord.
快跑跟随你。
Run after you.
常常有一个长新的渴慕。
A renewed desire.
昨天跑得好，今天要跑得更好。
Today we ran, but today we run.
昨天跌倒了，没关系，再站起来。
I fell, but doesn't matter. I'm gonna rise again.
Amen. 我们就达到那个。结语的祷告。
So that we can come to this concluding prayer.
哦，我的良人，愿你快来。阴阳如小母鹿在香草山上。
You are like gazelle and a young hart.
Amen.
On the mountain of spices.
啊，我们一起读纲目的最后一句，就是第二终点，这是尼丁的话，实在是太好了。我们先用中文读，再用英文读啊。
So we will read this last point, point B.We will read in Chinese first, and then we'll read in English.
Amen. 当你
来的时候，真的信则渐渐站在席，爱就要达到毫无阴影完全的地位，能够丝毫无罪的在主面前侍奉他。这是什么日子呢？所以主耶稣啊，求你快来。
好吧，我们用英语站起来读。
So we can stand up to read it in English.
Amen.
When he comes, praise will be turned.
Praise will replace prayer. Love will consummate in the shadowless perfection. And we will serve him in the sinless domain. What a day that will be.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Amen.好像讲完了。
So we finish here.
还没讲完啊。
Not quite.
这第四、第五篇啊，其实是一篇。
Actually, message four and five is one message.
Ed 弟兄啊，他编这个纲要的时候，特别写了，这两篇有很美妙的生机的连结。
So when Brother Ed wrote this outline, he said there's an organic relationship between these two outlines.
所以弟兄姊妹继续奔跑啊。
So,Since continue to run this course.
早上来了，下午还来啊。
You had came this morning, but you had to come later.
晚上还来啊。
And tonight, you had to come.
奔跑并跑进赛程。
You need to run until you finish the course.
叫我们能够预备好迎接主的回来。
So that we can prepare ourselves for his coming.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray two by two with someone next to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.